All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is April 30th. Was it the
29th.
29th, April 29th, 2026. It's 9:19 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Dave, your chair, would you like to start?
Dave Nelson, board chair.
Derek Rowley, board member.
Brian Webster, attendee.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 5th meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Dave?
I move that we approve the board minute meeting from the last meeting.
Perfect. Thank you.
I second that.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Brian, you want to weigh in or are you good? We had a joke earlier.
Yeah, so. I'm good.
Okay. All right, Shelby, you're up.
All right. So board, today we have the first quarter payment listing as well as first quarter financial statements. For the payment listing, pretty short list here. There was the interest payment on March 1st for those assessment bond, or excuse me, those were for the property tax bonds, which were paid using funds on hand, and then a payment to CLA as well for a total of $290,874.54. Certainly stop me with any questions, but I'll just kind of go right into the financial statements. So first quarter financial statements, total assets for the district, about $7.7 million. About $246,000 remains available in the capital projects fund. About $7.5 million in the debt service fund, which includes $4.8 million, which is the assessment receivable to pay down the 2022 A2 bonds, which will be collected over the life of the bonds. And then about $27,000 in the general fund. We had current accounts payable about $18,000, and then deferred inflows, which is really the property tax and assessment revenues to be collected kind of past this period, about $4.9 million. So our general fund budget to actual is first. Expenses were about $9,700 through the first quarter, really representing accounting and legal costs for those first few months. And then transfers from other funds, $3,000, which was just kind of a return of funds that UMB had erroneously used to pay paying agent fees in December. Then the next page is the debt service fund. Revenues here, $25,000, representing interest income. And then expenditures to date, the $287,000 paid on those property tax bonds. For the capital projects fund, only activity here through March is just interest earned on the fund sitting at UMB for about $2,200. Any questions from the board? Any further detail you'd like to go into on this?
None for me.
None for me.
Okay.
Right. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financial statements as well as the quarterly expenditure and payment listing.
I move that we accept the first quarter financial statements and the quarterly expenditure record.
Perfect. Thanks, Derek.
Great. I second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Okay, last thing I have is you guys should have received from Tyler in our office the new conflict of interest disclosures. So the legislature changed another law that says that all of the municipalities, all the governmental entities in the state have to comply with this new conflict of interest disclosure. So, and it's a very specific disclosure. It's the same disclosure that they have to fill out. So I think they felt like, hey, if we have to do this, everybody else has to do this. And it is pretty in depth. It's a lot more than what we had you guys do originally. So these disclosures have to be done every year. and there's a window that you have to do them within. It's going to be going forward January 1st to January 31st. So we have that 31 days in order to get them done. I don't know why they picked that, but they did. So just to let you know, Tyler should have sent him out. If he hasn't, he should in the next day. I'll let him know. I'll ask him if he sent it or not to you guys. But we need you to get those filled out as soon as you can.
So do you have
I
a
can't wait till next
deadline?
year.
I'm just going to tell you, get them back to us as quick as you can. This year, because they just did it, they're going to be a little more lenient, but I would say try in the next week or two to get them.
Okay.
And then if you can be thinking about a place then in Hurricane or inside of the district. So for the next board meeting, it'll come into play. So it's May 6th when it takes effect. So this time around, we were lucky.
Okay, yeah, we'll work on that, and I think we'll try to figure out if we could do it at the Rush building.
Okay. Yep, that would be helpful. And then again, it doesn't require a board member to be there. We just need somebody to be there that if the public shows up, they're logged into the meeting and the public could participate there at that anchor location. So,
Okay.
and then the sooner you can let us know the address, the better. That way Christy can get it published on the notice website.
David, if you have a hard time, I can help you guys out too. So don't feel pressured
Okay.
then.
Yeah, down there in Washington, with our office being there, it'd be a lot easier. So they can help. It's going to be everywhere
Okay.
else. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I think we can figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I might be driving all across the state, so we'll figure it out. All right, you guys have anything for us?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Dave, will you look for the quarterly report update on the development side? I'll send both of them out to you today.
Okay, I'll watch for
And
him.
then you can get those updated for me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Thanks, Dave.
Second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
I.
All right, that's unanimous. Hey, Brian, I know Matt's going to reach out to Hurricane.